Chapter 23, 1872, A Surprise Vacation in the Rocky Mountains. Early Sunday morning, June 23, 1872, Ellen White wrote from her hideaway home in Washington, Iowa, to her long-standing friend in Greenville, Michigan, Mrs. Maynard, "We leave today for California. My husband and myself need rest. Next Sabbath we expect, if the Lord prospers us, to be in Santa Rosa." The Whites did not reach California, however, until Friday afternoon, September 27, 14 weeks later. They had planned to attend most of the Western camp meetings, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, and then join J.N. Loughborough in California for a camp meeting to be held in late September. But when the Iowa meeting closed, they saw that to carry out their plan in their state of health, the strain would be greater than they could bear. After a few days' rest, they decided to go at once, thinking to arrive in California in late June. They had to have some rest. With travel plans flexible, they started out, taking with them 17-year-old Willie, who had now joined them in Iowa, and Mrs. Lucinda Hall. Lucinda, 33 years of age and the daughter of Ira Abbey, was a widow. She had been Ellen's closest friend for 20 years. They stopped briefly at Civil Bend, Missouri, where the church needed help, and they decided to make another stop at Ottawa, Kansas, where Ellen White's oldest sister, Caroline Clough, lived. They arrived at the Clough home Tuesday, July 2, thinking to remain for 2 days. It had been 25 years since the two sisters had been together, and the reunion was a happy one. In a letter to Edson, Ellen described her sister, 15 years her senior. "She is an understanding, intelligent woman, living, I think, up to the best light she has had. She is a powerful singer. This is as much her talent as speaking is mine. I think I never heard a voice that would thrill the soul like hers." The home is described as a small, comfortable dwelling on a large prairie, some 6 miles from Ottawa. The Cloughs insisted that they stay for a few days, and the pleasant visit stretched through 2 weeks less 1 day, the Review and Herald, September 3, 1872. When Caroline was assured that their stay would extend over the second weekend, she mounted her horse and rode 18 miles, visiting 3 communities, each in a different direction, and invited people to hear Ellen speak. 3 times on Sunday, once in the morning and twice in the afternoon, Ellen spoke in Grove meetings. Before they left Ottawa, James White stated that "Brother and Sister Clough informed us that they had 4 children in Colorado Territory, and expressed a strong desire that we should visit them. We decided to stop at Denver and spend a day or two with their daughter, Mrs. Walling. Ibid." When the party arrived in Denver, a city of 12,000, WCW, in the Youth's Instructor, December, 1872, Willie was sent out to find the Walling home. He soon returned to the station in a carriage with Mr. Walling. At the Walling home, the White party met 2 of Ellen's nieces, Mrs. Walling and Miss Mary L. Clough. She described Mr. Walling as very free and kind, and engaged in a large profitable, lumbering business. Being quite well-to-do, he spared no expense to please and entertain them. His lumber mills were some 40 miles west, at the edge of the Rocky Mountains, but he had his home in Denver so that the children might have the benefit of a school. Instead of staying a couple of days, the Whites accepted an invitation to remain for a while. Ellen had an opportunity to get to her writing. In a letter to Edson Penn July 23, she mentioned a point of particular interest. "Yesterday I wrote all day trying to get off the matter in reference to schools. I am going to write in regard to the Health Institute as soon as I can have clearness of head to write." When they left Michigan, a denominational school had been started in Battle Creek, a project in which James and Ellen White were deeply interested. During the past few weeks they had conversed a good deal about the new enterprise. They had read reports and George Butler's articles in the Review about the school. At this time Ellen wrote the familiar sentence, "It is the nicest work ever assumed by men and women to deal with youthful minds." These were the opening words of the chapter Proper Education, now found in Testimonies, Volume 3, page 131. Needing material for her department in the Health Reformer, she wrote and submitted what is now found in Testimonies, Volume 3, pages 131-138, for publication in the September, 1872, issue. There are slight verbal differences in the Reformer article, written for the general public, and the Testimony chapter, prepared especially for the Church. She followed this in the Health Reformer with 6 installments of modest size, appearing in December, 1872, and in the issues of April, May, June, July, and September, 1873. She wrote these with the general public clearly in mind, at times quoting material, properly credited, from other journals. As she filled out the article Proper Education for Testimonies, Volume 3, pages 138-160, she set forth counsel directed particularly to the Church and urged, "Time is too short now to accomplish that which might have been done in past generations, but we can do much, even in these last days, to correct the existing evils in the education of youth. And because time is short, we should be in earnest and work zealously to give the young that education which is consistent with our faith."